بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 22nd session for basic Arabic grammar review, and today inshallah we're going to return to where we left off 2 weeks ago before the Eid. Our subject that we're going to be dealing with is the continuation of the patterns for broken plurals. I don't know, 1 week break, Allahu Musta'an. Seems like we're starting from zero again. But in any case, hopefully, and you had some time to review some of the notes that we had in the past, and particularly the topic of the broken plurals, and what I hope is that, and we took advantage of this time to try to memorize these patterns, at least the 8 or 10 patterns that we had in Medina Book 1, the 8 patterns that we had in Lesson 13, and the 2 other patterns that we had in lessons that followed, and then even some of the other patterns that are in these notes. Hopefully we started to memorize those patterns, and also, as I mentioned in the previous session 2 weeks ago, to learn and memorize some examples for each pattern. I think in the previous session 2 weeks ago we covered the first 3 patterns, and we may have started the 4th pattern, but I'm not really sure if we started the 4th pattern. I know we did the first 3, and what I want to do before we go to the next pattern, I want to just refresh our memory concerning what we are referring to here when we say broken plural patterns. First thing, we said that in Arabic, the number of things is either singular, dual, or plural. Singular, dual, or plural. Yani the mufrad, the muthanna, and the jam'. As far as the plural, the jam', we said that it's divided into 2 types of plurals, right? Somebody remember what are the 2 types of plurals? Sound plural and broken plural. Sound plural and broken plural. And the sound plural is also divided into 2 types, and they are jam mudhakkar salam, jam muannath salam. Yani masculine sound plural and feminine sound plural. So we dealt with the sound plurals previously in some detail, and then after that we moved on to the broken plural, jam mudhakkar, jam taksir. The broken plural. And we said that the broken plural, it means that unlike the sound plural, in which there's just something added to the end of the word as a suffix while the word remains intact, like for example the word kafir, yani you just add an ending to it, kafiruna, mu'min, mu'minuna, like this. The broken plural, actually the structure of the word is yani broken up. That's why it's called broken plural. So there may be something added to the beginning of it, or something added to the beginning and the middle, or the middle and the end, and so on, like this. So there are many patterns for broken plurals, and the patterns we set up based on these 3 letters, fa, ayn, and lam. So patterns are based on yani the 3 letters, fa'ala, fa, ayn, and lam. And so that fa'ala, the 3 letters, fa, ayn, and lam, represent the root of the word itself, and then yani the pattern tells us what vowels go on each one of those root letters, and it also tells us that we have to add something before the first letter, or after the first letter, or after the second letter, or whatever, or in more than one place. The pattern tells us what we have to do. So keeping this in mind, the first thing that we should do is we look at any word, we see what is the root of the word. So for example, what we have on the board here, we have the example, for the pattern Furul, we have the example of the word Sheikh. Okay, the word Sheikh is composed of 3 letters, Sheen, Ya, and Kha. Okay, so if we have the root, and sometimes words might have more than 3 letters, right? They might have 4 or 5 letters. We have to find out which are the letters, or the letters are the letters of increase, and which are the letters from the original root of the word, so that we come to these root letters. So we have Sheen, Ya, and Kha. So yani Fa, the fa of a pattern represents the first radical, the first root letter, and the ayn of a pattern represents the second radical or the second root letter, and the lam of the pattern represents the third radical or the third root letter. So these are the root letters. This is the fa, and this is the fa, the first radical, and this ya is the ayn, the second radical, and kha is the lam or the third radical. In reference to this pattern of fu'ul, the pattern tells us that the first letter, the first radical, the fa, takes dhamma. And the second radical, the ayn, which in this case is ya, takes dhamma. And then the second radical is elongated, the dhamma is elongated by another letter, that is a waw. So what we're going to do here then, if we follow this pattern, the first radical takes dhamma, and the second radical also takes dhamma, and then the second radical, its dhamma is elongated by waw. So according to this pattern, then we will have sheen, and then we have ya and waw, and then kha. So the sheen has dhamma, and the ya has dhamma, which is elongated by waw, and this is the pattern. Yani fu'ulun, fu'ulun. Huh? So it would be the broken plural for sheikh, according to the pattern of fu'ulun, would be shuyukhun, shuyukhun. So the plural of sheikh, shuyukh, shuyukh. Okay, so this is what we talked about yani last week, or not last week, in the last session, 2 weeks ago before the Eid. We said that we just follow what the pattern tells us to do in terms of the first radical, the second radical, and the third radical, meaning the root letters. What vowels do they take? And what may be added before or after them? And if something is added to the root letters from the pattern tells us to add an extra letter, a waw, or aleph, or ya, or hamza, or whatever. Now,
if I'm understanding you correctly, each word that we may read in a sentence or in a statement follows that one pattern there.
Well, fa, ayn, lam, these are the letters that are used to form the pattern. These are the letters that are used to form the pattern. When we say, yani, when we make a pattern, we're going to use, the pattern itself is going to be formulated, composed of these three letters, fa, ayn, and lam. As far as what the actual pattern consists of, well, it consists of those three letters, the roots, right? And then it also consists of vowels, various vowels. Yani any one of those three letters may take different vowels. Or those vowels may be elongated. Or other letters may be added either before it, like a hamza, or after it, a hamza, and so on, like this. So, what I'm saying is that there are patterns, different types of patterns for different types of words. There are patterns for verbs, there are patterns for nouns, there are patterns for the one who does the action, the one that the action is done to. There are patterns for plurals, broken plurals, and so on. All types of patterns. Okay. So what we mean by pattern? The only thing I want to, you know, the only thing I want to be understood here is that a pattern tells us that certain words come under a pattern, and you have to follow whatever the pattern tells you to do in terms of vowels or letters that are added. The pattern just means follow it. Follow whatever the pattern tells us, okay? So the first thing that the pattern is telling us is that the root letters are these three, this fa, ayn, and lam, represent the root letters of a word. They represent the root letters of the word. In addition to those root letters, sometimes other letters may be added. Sometimes other letters may be added. And vowels may change. Yani, for example, here in the word sheikh, the first root letter, sheen, has fatha. But in this pattern, it tells us the first root letter is going to take dhamma. Okay? And likewise here, the second root letter, ya, has sukoon in the singular form of the word, sheikh, has sukoon. But the pattern tells us that the second radical, second root letter, is going to take dhamma. And then, before we get to the third root letter, it's telling us another letter is going to be added in between the second radical, ya, and the third radical, kha. It's going to be added, the letter waw. So the pattern just telling us, follow the pattern. Change the vowels, add letters, whatever, wherever the pattern tells us to do that. Fa, ayn, and lam just tells us, whatever is done with the fa, Whatever is done with the ayn, whatever is done with the lam, means this is what you do to the three root letters. Fa means the first root letter, ayn means the second root letter, and lam means the third root letter or radical. First radical, second radical, and third radical. So, again, yani different words may have different patterns. Different words may have different patterns. Okay? These patterns that we're talking about now exclusively for broken plurals. They have nothing to do with other types of words. They're just for broken plurals. And there are lots of patterns for broken plurals. We studied in book 1, 10. So we're going to look at those 10 and a couple more that they added here. Alright? Alright, so what we want to do is we want to look at each pattern one by one. We're going to look at examples for each pattern. And we want to see how we follow the pattern to come up with the plural for that word. How do we follow the pattern? What do we actually do? By us looking at one pattern at a time, it should become easy for us to recognize what that pattern requires, and we should be able to apply it to one word after another with ease after practice. Alright, so let me just say here that as far as I can recall, we did the first pattern which they gave us, which is fu'al. Fu'al. And fu'al, this pattern fu'al tells us that the first radical of the root, of the three root letters, the first radical is going to take dhamma. The second radical is going to be doubled with shadda, and its vowel is going to be fatha, and then it's going to be elongated by aleph. So in this pattern is telling us that the first radical, for example, we're going to give you a word here that we had, that we looked at previously, the word talib. And the word talib is composed of three root letters, that's ta and lam and ba. Okay, so the pattern tells us that the first radical, the fa, takes dhamma. The second radical, the ayn, is doubled by shadda and it takes fatha. And then it's elongated by aleph. Alright, so this word became tullabun. Tullabun. According to this pattern, fu'al. First radical, the first letter, tha, takes dhamma. The second letter, the lam, from talib. The second letter takes shadda, fatha, aleph. And that's how you formulate this pattern, tullab. Okay, so we did a lot of examples for this pattern, and then we looked at fi'al. And the same thing, this pattern tells us the first radical, the first letter of the root takes kasra. The second radical takes fatha, elongated by aleph, fi'al. So give me an example of this. For example, the word rajulun. Okay, the word, one of the words that come under this pattern is the word rajulun, which means what? A man. The root, there's only three letters here, so the root is easy. It's ra and jim and lam. And the pattern of fi'al tells us the first radical takes kasra. The second radical takes fatha, elongated by aleph, so it became rijalun. Rijalun. And we looked at a lot of examples for this. What are some of the other examples that we had for fi'al? Jabal. Jibal, huh? As-saghirun, sigarun, uh-huh. Kalbun, kilabun, huh? Qasirun, yanam, qisar, nahrun, nihar, and like this. Okay? The third pattern that we looked at is af'al. And this pattern, af'al, tells us that the first radical, the first root letter, the fa, is going to take sukoon, preceded by Hamza with Fatha. Yani, so there's an extra letter added here, right? There's a Hamza with Fatha given to the beginning, and the first radical, the Fa, takes Sukoon. The second radical, the Ayn, takes Fatha, elongated by Aleph. So it became Af'al. So from the examples that we had for this, was the word Waladun. Waladun. Okay, it's only three letters, so the root is easy. It's Waw, Lam, and Del. The pattern af'al tells us. The pattern af'al tells us that before the first root letter, we're going to have Hamza with Fatha. Hamza with Fatha. The actual first root letter is going to take sukoon, The second radical or root letter is going to take fatha elongated by aleph, so it became awlad, awladun. And like this, abna'un, azwajun, a'mamun, many other words that's on this pattern. These are the three patterns that we completed last week, and hopefully you had a chance, and over the past 2 weeks, to review them, to look at them, to become familiar with the pattern, these three patterns, and examples for each of them need to be memorized. Any question about the three patterns that we had in previously? Any question, like something is not clear about the pattern, you don't understand. Now, question?
I don't know if it's clear, but I would just like to say,
Will down. Yani, some words have more than one plural, right?
Yeah.
Some words have sound plural, broken plural. Some words have three or four broken plurals. Okay, but some might be more common than others. So, yani, if you want to learn, huh? It seems like it's plural. No.
You have to
No. Any other question about the patterns that we had already? Now.
In the example? The pattern
fu'al. Fu'al, uh-huh. This first pattern here, fu'al.
If you look at the
book,
the examples that are given, after the first letter fa,
Yani, there are examples of broken plural patterns with the singular. Most of the singular words that come under that pattern in the singular form have the same pattern. But it won't be universal. Yani, maybe most of them, and then something else will come that doesn't fit that pattern. So it doesn't really, yani, you can't, yani, go, yani, stick to that like that. But, I mean, if you recognize that, maybe most of the singulars for this particular broken plural pattern are having the same pattern, and that's good. That helps you to memorize it. But don't imagine that because most of them are similar, that every word that comes under that broken plural pattern has to be the same in the singular. Not necessarily. Sometimes a lot of them are the same, and then there are a few that are not following that pattern. And sometimes they are very different. Yani, almost none of them are the same. So it may differ from one pattern to another. But what we are sticking to here is that the broken plural pattern, yani, there's a broken plural pattern and it has many words that come under it. Some of them in the singular may be similar and some of them may not. Some of them may be similar and some of them may not. We'll see in some of the other patterns where there are a lot more examples, you'll see that, wow, a lot of them are almost the same in the singular, and then there's one or two or three that doesn't follow. That doesn't follow. Now, in this case, the examples that they gave, they all seem to be following the same pattern in singular and plural. Okay, after this, again, I want to just make sure that these three patterns that we have discussed previously, that they are clear. Yani, that we understand this pattern, yani, what it requires of us. Yani, the fa, the first radical, takes dhamma. The ayn, the second radical, takes shadda, fatha, alif. That's what the pattern is telling us to do. This pattern is telling us to put kasra on the first radical, fatha on the second radical, elongated by alif. This pattern is telling us to add hamza with fatha to the beginning, before the first radical, before the fa. And then the ayn takes fatha, alif. Alright, so when we say the pattern of fa, ayn, and lam, this is what we're looking at. We're looking at the fa represents the first radical, the first letter of the root. And the ayn represents the second radical, the second root letter. And the lam represents the third radical or third root letter. So this fa, ayn, lam, they represent what? First radical, second radical, third radical. Yani, the root letters. First, second, and third root letters. Okay, so whatever the pattern tells us to do to fa, that means we do that to the first root letter, first radical. Whatever it tells us to do with ayn, we do that with the second radical or the second root letter. And whatever it tells us to do with lam, before or after it, that's what we do with the third radical or the third root letter. That's what the pattern is really all about. It's just telling us, first radical, second radical, third radical, what do we do with it? Do we add something before it, after it, change the vowels or whatever? That's what we have to do, and following a pattern. And again, yani, you have to know, yani, any word, if it has a broken plural, you have to know what pattern it comes under. Or you can just memorize the word. That's it. Khalas. Just memorize. You know the sheikh, the plural is shuyukh. Yeah, I don't know the pattern. I know that the plural is shuyukh. Good, no problem. Yani the plural talib is tulab. I don't know what pattern it is. I just know it's tulab. That's good enough. I mean, that's the bottom line. But if you want to understand the root and the reasons and how is the derivation, then the patterns help us to kind of classify things together in groups so that you can learn them together. All right. Oh, after this, the fourth pattern that we have is fu'ul, and I'm not really sure did we complete this pattern, but I know we reached it because I wrote a couple of examples on the board. All right, so let's look at this pattern. This pattern, let's concentrate on one at a time. This red pen here is a problem. This one, huh? Alright, maybe I need to give this away to somebody else. I don't want this. This is a mushkila. Alright. Okay, this is the pattern of fu'ul, right? This is the pattern of fu'ul. And we said here in the beginning, like the word sheikh, and it has three root letters, sha, sheen, ya, and kha. And the pattern tells us the sheen, the first root letter takes dhamma. That's what we did here. The ya, the second root letter, the ayn, takes dhamma. That's what we did here. And then it's elongated by waw. So sheikh became shuyukh. And the same thing we have left over from last week. We started with this pattern, right? We said the word daifun. What is the meaning of daif? Alaykum salam. A guest. A guest. Yani somebody who came. They came to visit you and they are your guest, right? So this is a daif. And the word daif, we said that it has three root letters. The letter dad. And what second letter? Ya. And the last letter? Fa. These are the three root letters. The pattern tells us that the dad, yani from the pattern of fu'ul, the dad should take dhamma and the ya should take dhamma followed by waw. So it became du-yufun, like this. Du-yufun. And the same thing, the word haqlun, yani, has ha, qaf, and lam, three root letters, right? The pattern of fu'ul tells us the first root letter takes dhamma, the second root letter takes dhamma, and it's elongated by waw. So it became what? Huqulun. Huqulun. Huqul. Okay, what is the meaning of haql? A field. Naam. Or what? Field. Like for farming. Yani? Naam. Field. Huqul. Naam. Alright. So for this pattern, fu'ul. Fu'ul. This pattern here. They gave us a lot of examples. A lot, alright? So let's take a couple of them, not every one of them. Let's take qalb, right? The word qalbun. Okay, qalbun means what? A heart. And its root is what? Qaf, lam, and ba. Okay, the pattern tells us. The pattern of fu'ul tells us the fa, or the first radical, takes dhamma. The lam, the ayn, or the second radical, in this case is lam, the ayn, takes dhamma. And then it's elongated by waw. So it became qulubun. So the plural, faqal qulub. Another example they gave us from this pattern is bait. The word bait. Bait means what? A house. Baitun. And the root of bait is what? The root letters, the fa, ayn, and lam. The first radical is ba, the second radical is ya, and the third radical is ta. Bait. So according to the pattern of fu'ul, the first radical takes dhamma. The second radical takes dhamma, elongated by waw, so it became بيوت Stop me at any point. Dars. Another word they gave us is the word dars, which means what?
A lesson.
Its root letters are what? Del, ra, and seen. And the pattern of fu'ul tells us the first letter, first radical should take what? Dhamma. And the second radical takes dhamma, elongated by waw, so it became Durusun, lessons. Naam, safe. What is the meaning of safe? Sword, right? Safe. Saifun, a sword. And its root letters are what? Seen. And ya. And fa. Okay, the pattern is fu'ul. This is the pattern that we're looking at right now. Fu'ul. Fa is the first radical, ayn is the second radical, lam is the third radical. So the first radical takes dhamma. The second radical takes dhamma, elongated by waw, so it became suyufun. I hope it's clear. Alright, wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Anybody want to ask a question about this pattern? A question. Huh? Muluk, kings? Yeah. Okay. I want to give you a word now, okay? I want you to tell me what's the broken plural for this pattern. According to this pattern, right? Fu'ul. Okay, the word is? What is this word? Ainun. What does it mean?
An
eye. Or? Or spring. Okay, I want spring now, okay? I want spring now. A spring, like a flowing water, right? Spring. Ayn. It has many meanings. This is one of the meanings, a spring, right? This word, its broken plural is according to the pattern of fu'ul. What would be the broken plural? Ayn. Right? Ayn. Ya. And noon. Right? So, according to the pattern of fu'ul, right, the ayn takes dhamma, the ya takes dhamma, elongated by waw, so it became uyun. Uyun. Yeah, ayn means spy, and it means eye, and it means spring, and it has a lot of meanings, right? But we're talking about here one particular meaning. Okay, let me give you another word. This word, who knows this word? What is this word? Fayrun, what does it mean?
A bird.
Okay, its root is ta, ya, and ra. What is the broken plural for fayrun according to the pattern of fu'ulun? Tuyurun. 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 How? Because ta takes dhamma, ya takes dhamma, elongated by waw, so it became tuyurun. 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 Is it clear? Stop me if you have a question. Okay, another word. Tamrun. Who knows this word? Tamrun. Huh? Tamr. A date. Date. Like we, you know, like when you're fasting, dates. Tamr, right? Okay, the plural for it comes according to? Fu'ul. So what would it be? Tumurun. Huh? Because it's ta, meem, and ra. Ta takes dhamma, meem takes dhamma elongated by waw. Naam. Another one. This word here. What is this word? What is this word? Haqqun. Haqqun. What does it mean?
Truth.
What else does it mean?
Right.
It means a right, like somebody's right. Like you have rights, right? So according to the pattern of fu'ul, the letters, it's composed of three letters, ha, qaf, and qaf again, because shadda, right? The three letters are ha, qaf, and qaf. So according to the pattern of fu'ul, its plural will be what? Huququn. 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 Ha takes dhamma, Qaf takes Dhamma, elongated by Waw, and then Qaf again. Huququn. Alright, this is a pattern that in the last class we started with. I don't know how many words we did from it, but in any case, I just want to do a few today so that the pattern is clear to us and how we derive the plural from this pattern. How do we derive the plural? Yani, we just look at the three root letters, the first radical, second radical, and third radical, and we follow the pattern. First radical takes Dhamma, second radical takes Dhamma, elongated by Waw. Dhamma, Dhamma, Waw. That's what you do. Dhamma, Dhamma, Waw. Fu'ulun, Fu'ulun, Huququn, Tumurun, Tuyurun, Uyunun, like this. Any question? Any question about broken plurals? Any question what we mean by patterns? Does anybody not understand what we mean by the pattern using the triliteral root of fa, ayn, and lam? The fa represents the first radical from the root of the word. The ayn represents the second radical from the root of the word. And the lam represents the third radical from the root of the word. First radical, second radical, third radical. We just say the fa, the ayn, and the lam. Meaning the first root letter, second root letter, third root letter. Okay. Let's look at another pattern. And again, and since we didn't have class last week, we had 2 weeks to study these patterns. And I said at least the 8 or 10 that we took in book 1, we definitely need to know them. So if a person learned one every day, it would have been finished by the Eid day. And if they learned one every other day, they would have been finished by today. And if you only learned one every 3 days, at least you would have half of them by now. And that, we'll just stop there. Anything less than that, it will be recorded by the angels.
That's it.
Now. Taib. Alright, okay, so these broken plurals, brothers and sisters, these broken plurals, and I'm going to ask one of the sisters to please take the attendance for me today and make sure somebody gives me back that attendance sheet. So these broken plurals are important to us because it helps us sometimes to recognize words that we don't know. And if we know these patterns, sometimes you'll see a word. You don't really know the word, okay? But you'll see that, wow, that's a broken plural pattern there. Maybe I can see the root of it. Oh, the root is such a... Oh, I know that word in the singular. So then you'll recognize that that's the plural of a word that you know, but you just didn't know the plural. Okay, so the patterns help you. Not just broken plural patterns, but any kind of patterns. Help you to recognize, you know, different types of words. That a word is ism fa'il or ism maf'ul and so on, or whatever it might be. Alright, let's look at the next pattern now. I'm not going to leave this on the board, okay? Because I need some space to write, okay? I want to try to write as much as possible so that everybody can see what we're doing now. Okay, no problem. Yeah, ayn. We can put it back. That's easy. Now.
Now, if you look at ayin, right? Ayin, and we look at hafun, right?
Now,
we look at the hafun, tells a shadow, which tells you that it is.
Now,
so if you run into that word hafun versus the way it's written with ayin, if you're doing the shadow, right? How can you really know that pattern goes to that particular
word? No, we don't know that any pattern goes to any particular word. We don't know. We don't know. There's no way to know. We were talking about that earlier. That some patterns, the singular words seem to be having the same pattern in the singular as well as in the plural. But that's not absolute. I mean, sometimes it's more common and sometimes it's less common. But no, you can't say, well, all words that have the singular according to this pattern, they're going to have the broken plural pattern of such and such. No, there's no such thing. We just have to memorize the patterns and memorize the words that belong to those patterns. It's memorization. It's just memorization. But yani, some of them may be very common, having a similar pattern, singular and plural. So alhamdulillah, yani, if you find that and you recognize it, it may help you to remember them, that's good. But it's not going to be absolute. Don't count on it. It may let you down at some point. All right, let's go on, right? Okay, let's look at the next pattern that they gave us. What's the next pattern? On the next page, right? On page 30. On page 30, fi'latun. The next pattern they gave us is fi'latun. Okay, so we're going to look at this pattern now. Let's move from here to fi'latun. This is the pattern that we want to look at. Fi'latun. Okay, this pattern, fi'latun, right? I want to write it a little bit bigger here. Fi'latun. So what we have here, right, in this pattern, it's a little bit stranger, right, than the other patterns that we saw before. We have fa, that's the first radical, number one, right? And then we have ayn, that's the second radical. And then we have lam, that's the third radical. Okay, so this is the root. The root letters, the three root letters of the word, is going to be yani, according to fa, ayn, and lam, and then we have something extra added here, a ta marbuta. That's extra, that we're going to add that to the pattern. Okay, so we have three letters from the root, and then we have a ta marbuta added to the end. As far as the first root letter, what is it going to take? Kasra. The second root letter is going to take sukoon. The third root letter is going to take fatha, and then we're going to add ta marbuta. First root letter is going to take kasra. Second root letter is going to take sukoon. Third root letter is going to take fatha. And every one is doing something different, right? Kasra, sukoon, fatha, and then we're going to add ta marbuta. So this pattern, this is what it's telling us. That you're going to have kasra, sukoon, fatha. And then we're going to add ta marbuta. Kasra, sukoon, fatha. Kasra is for what? The first radical. Sukoon is what? Second radical. Fatha is what? Third radical. Root letters. First root, second root, third root letter. Kasra, sukoon, fatha, ta, marbuta. Alright? Okay, so the first example that they give us for this, and they didn't give us a lot of examples, because there's not a lot of broken plural words. I mean, a lot of words according to this broken plural pattern. Okay, but they gave us fatha. They gave us fatha. Fatan. What does this mean? It means a youth. Fatan. And the root of this word, right, is fa. The fa of this word is a fa. And the ayn is a what? Ta. And then we have alif maksura, which is going to turn out to be ya. Alif maksura is going to turn out to be ya. Alright, so we have fa, and we have ta that we see, and we see alif maksura, which is ya. According to the pattern, fi'alatun, the first radical takes kasra. The second radical takes what? Sukoon. The third radical takes fatha. And then we got to add what? Ta marbuta. So it became what? Fityatun. 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 So fityatun means what? Youths. Yani three or more youths. Three or more. Right? Alright. The second word they gave us is what? Is akh. 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 Akhun. Okay? The first radical, the first root letter is what? Hamza. The second root letter is kha. And we don't have a third letter. But we know, yani from other sources, that from the root of this word is the wow. Okay? Is wow. So now, the pattern tells us what? It tells us that the first radical is going to do what? The first radical is going to take kasra. The second radical is going to take sukoon. The third radical is going to take fatha. And we're going to add ta marbuta. So it became what? Ikhwatun. Ikhwatun. This is one of the plurals of akh. Okay, this is a word that has more than one plural, right? So one of its plurals is according to the pattern of fi'latun. Fi'latun. The fa means the first radical takes kasra. The ayn means the second radical takes sukoon. And the lam means the third radical takes fatha. And we're going to add to it something extra, that is ta marbuta became ikhwatun. Okay, those are the examples they gave us. We're going to take some more examples, like sabi. Huh? Sabi. Anybody know what this means? What does sabi mean? Huh? Huh? Nobody knows? Sabi means a child. Small child, sabi. Like a little boy, right? Okay, what's the root of this word here? Sad and ba and ya. Right? Okay, the pattern tells us what? What's the pattern? Fi'latun. Fi'latun means the first radical takes what? Kasra. The second radical takes what? Sukun. The third radical takes what? Fatha and what? We add ta marbuta. So became sibyatun. Sib means a child, like a small boy. Sibyatun. Okay? This is not so common a word. Sibya. Sibya. Small boy. But it's plural, right? Sibya. Small children. Small boys. Another word that is not so common is the word Ali. I mean, it's plural on this pattern. Ali. What is the meaning of Ali? Huh? Yani, high, elevated, lofty. Yani, Ali. Yani. Huh? High, elevated, lofty, sublime, right? So Ali. So the root of Ali is what? The first root is what? Ain. The second letter is what? Lam. And the third letter? Yeah. Tayyib? According to the root, it tells us what? That the first letter, the first radical takes what? Kasra. The second radical takes? Sukun. And the third radical takes? Fatta, followed by Taramabuta. So it became what? Ilya. Ilyatun. That's the plural of Aliyun. Ilyatun. And another example is Jalil. What is the meaning of Jalil? Noble. Naam. Something like this. Lofty, noble, honored. Naam. Jalil. Okay, the first root letter is what? The first root letter is what? Jim. The second root letter is? Lam. The third root letter is Ya, right? Ya? 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 Remember we said if a word has more than three letters, we got to find out what is the letters of increase, right? So which letter here we're going to think is going to be the letter of increase? Mostly it's long vowels, right? You look for a long vowel. If there's a aleph or ya or wow, usually the long vowels are letters of increase. Not all the time, but mostly. 9 times out of 10 is going to be a long vowel. So if we get rid of this long vowel, then we have jim, lam, and lam again. And lam again. Okay, so this pattern tells us, right? Yani, what's the pattern? Fi'latun. Fi'latun. So the first letter, the fa, takes what? Kesra. The second, the ayn, takes sukun. And the third letter takes fatta, followed by ta marbuta. So what would this word be? Look, it could look like this, right? It could look like this. Jillatun. But we can't write it like that, right? We can't write it like that, right? We can or we can't. Who says we could write it like that? This is the root. Jim, lam, and lam. Kesra, sukun, fatta, tarmabuta. Can we write it like that or we can't write it like that? I just want to know, can we write it or we can't write it?
We can
write it. Let me see your hands. Say we can write it like that. The way I wrote it on the board. Who says we can write it like that? Wow, nobody likes the way I wrote it. Except only two of you. Okay, who says we can't write it like this? No good. Okay, so how do we write it then?
Mushadda.
Because anytime you have two letters repeated back to back, the first one must have sukun though. If the first one doesn't have sukun, you can't use shadda. The first one must have sukun. And then the second one, whatever vowel it is, you can join them together. You must join them together. If you have the same letter back to back, and the first one has sukun, you must join them together with shadda. You can't write them out as two separate letters. You have to write them with shadda. Okay, it's pronounced the same way. Yani, jil, latun. You're going to pronounce it the same way, or we're going to write it like this. Jil, latun. Jil, latun. We're going to pronounce it the same way. We're going to write it with shadda. Jil, latun. Okay, this is a rule that we learned a long time ago. That the shadda is used when you have two letters. Back to the same letter repeated twice with the condition the first one of those two must have sukoon. Must have sukoon. If the second one has sukoon and the first one has a vowel, you can't write them with shadda. You have to write both of them out. Alright, so that's a rule that we learned a long time ago. And this is a couple of extra examples from this pattern of fi'latun. What is the pattern? First letter takes kasra, second radical takes sukoon, the third radical takes fatha, and then we're going to add ta marbuta. Fi'latun. Like ikhwatun, sibyatun, jillatun, ilyatun. Naam. Those are the words that I found. Sabi.
There's another pattern, another plural is
Sibyan, seems like it.
Ikhwan.
Ikhwan.
With
kasra.
With a kasra. So I'm trying to figure out which pattern. Is it Af'al?
Allahu alam. But here, our concern right now is this pattern, right? Even though some words have more than one broken plural pattern. But for now, look for it. Try to identify it. Work on it a little bit, inshallah. Try to work it out, inshallah. But for now, what we're concerned about is this particular pattern. Even though any particular word under this pattern might have another broken plural from a different pattern. That's possible. But right now we just want to look at the words for one pattern at a time. Sometimes we might find a word under one pattern, and when we go to another pattern, we might find that word coming again with a different plural under another pattern. That's possible. Okay. Next pattern. Fu'ulun. The next pattern is fu'ulun. Next pattern is what? Fu'ulun. Okay, I'm going to have to erase this, right, so I have some room to write. Pardon me. Mostly all the words that we're writing is from the notes anyway, right? If I give a couple of extra words sometime, don't worry about those. But most of the words are from what we're taking here. Okay, fu'ulun. This pattern, fu'ulun, be careful, right? Dhamma, dhamma. Okay, note, there's another pattern that we just had previously, right? Fu'ulun. This one has elongation after the second radical. This one does not have any elongation. Fu'ulun. Fu'ulun. So what does this pattern tell us to do? Tells us the first radical, the first root letter takes Dhamma, and the second radical also takes Dhamma. So that's all we have to do. Dhamma, Dhamma. First radical, second radical. Dhamma, Dhamma. Okay, what's the first example they gave us? Huh? Jadidun? Okay, Jadidun. How many letters do we have in this word? Jadidun. We have four. One, two, three, four. All right, so we have to get to the root. We want to eliminate one extra letter. Which letter is it? Elongation, right? So we have Jim, we have Del, and Del again. No? Not always, but 9 times out of 10. If you have a word that has 4 letters, and you're trying to find the triliteral root, you're trying to see which letter could... Now, there's 10 possibilities of letters of increase. But the most common of them are going to be these letters of elongation. Aleph, Waw, and Ya. Those are the most common. So you look for that first. If you see that, 99% of the time, that's what it is. It's that letter. Okay, so then what's left is going to be our root. Jim, Del, and Del. The pattern tells us what? That the first radical takes Dhamma, the second radical takes Dhamma. So both the Fa and the Ayn. Yani first and second radical, both of them take Dhamma. So if we apply this pattern, the Jim takes Dhamma and the Del takes Dhamma. Right? So we have what? Judud. Judud. Jududun. It's the plural of Jadid. Jududun. Okay, what's the next word they gave us? Huh? Kitabun. Okay? Kitabun. What does it mean?
A book.
How many letters do we have here? Four. Four. We have to get rid of something. What letter are we getting rid of?
Aleph.
A long vowel. So we have kaf. And we have what? Ta and ba. And the pattern tells us what? Dhamma, dhamma. It's simple. Dhamma, dhamma. I should use this, right? Dhamma and dhamma. So we have what? Kutubun. Kutubun is the plural of kitab. What's the next word they gave us? Himar. Himar. What is the meaning of himar? Himarun. A donkey. Himarun. Himarun, right? Okay, what? How many letters we have here? One, two, three, four. What letter we get rid of? Obvious, right? It's obvious. It became obvious to us that this aleph or this ya or this wow, that's the letter of increase, right? So we have ha. And we have what? Meem. And we have ra. And this pattern requires us to do what? Dhamma and dhamma. So we came up with what? Humur. Humurun. Humurun. And what's the next one after himar? Huh? Sarirun. 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 What does it mean?
A
bed. A bed that you sleep upon, right? How many letters does it have? One, two, three, four. Which one are we getting rid of? The ya. Okay, so we left it with seen and ra and ra. And this pattern tells us what? Dhamma, dhamma. Dhamma, dhamma. So it became what? Sururun. 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 After Sariya? Huh? Rasul? Okay, Rasul. What does this mean? A messenger. A messenger, Rasul. How many letters does it have?
Four.
Four. Which letter are we getting rid of?
Wow.
So we left with what? Ra, Seen, and Lam. And this pattern tells us what? Dhamma, Dhamma. Huh? This is the pattern of what? Fu'u. Fu'ulun. Dhamma, Dhamma. So it became what? Rusulun. Rusulun. Messengers. It's pretty easy, right? Huh? Do we agree by ijma that it's pretty easy? I mean, it's okay. You don't have to agree. We don't force people to agree. Huh?
I agree.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. We don't force people to agree. But if you disagree with us, you might have trouble. I mean, not from us. You might have trouble, meaning that if you disagree with us, you're going to be getting a lot wrong. So that's trouble, right? Tayyib. After Rasul, we have what? Medina. Tayyib. Look at this word here. Medina. What is the meaning of this? Medina. Meaning, Medina means a city. A city. How many letters do we have here? One, two, three, four, five. Five letters. Okay. This is a little more difficult. Okay, we have five letters. We only want three. We got too much money here, right? We're going to give away some of it. What do you want to give away first? What's the first thing you're going to get rid of?
Yeah.
We're going to get rid of this yeah. Letter of increase. That leaves us with meem, del, noon, and ta marbuta. So what else do you think we'll get rid of here? Tamabuta. Yani Tamabuta is one of the 10 letters of increase that's also common in words, in addition to the long vowels. Here's another letter that comes often as a letter of increase. Okay, because what? We add it to words often to do what? To make them feminine. So that's a letter of increase, commonly a letter of increase. Alright? So we ended up with what? Meme, del, and noon. And this pattern is the pattern of what? Fu'ul. So it tells us Dhamma, Dhamma. So it became what? Mudunun. What is Mudun? Cities. 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 Like Mecca, Medina, Istanbul, Karachi. Huh? These are cities. Al-Qahira. Where is Al-Qahira at? Huh?
In Egypt?
In Egypt? No. Not that Qahira. Anybody know where Al-Qahira is at? Al-Qahira. Nobody knows where it's at? Nobody knows where it's at? Yes. Huh? Oh, we're talking about the city Al-Qahira. Al-Qahira. With Ta Marbuta. It's where? He said it's in Misr. Not Egypt, Misr. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I'm sorry, I didn't actually hear anybody say that, but I apologize, okay? I heard somebody say Egypt, but I didn't hear anybody say Misr. I'm just saying I didn't hear. No problem. No, I'm sorry, I didn't hear, that's all. I just didn't hear. No problem. Yeah, somebody said Cairo, I heard Egypt, but I didn't hear Misr. Yani the name of this country, where Al-Qahira is at, the name of the country is Misr. It's not Egypt. I mean, some people came and named it Egypt, right? But it already had a name. It's like somebody come and tell you, Abdul Halim, your name is not Abdul Halim no more. Now we're naming you Jerry. You're not going for that, right? No way. They can say it day and night, right, for the next 100 years. You're going to still be Abdul Halim. This is Misr. This country is Misr. But the other people, they named it Egypt. All right? Anyway, so I didn't hear somebody say Misr, but, you know, my hearing is poor, so you know you got to speak up, right? Now, not at this moment, inshallah. I don't want to get sidetracked because that's going to take us to another whole program. All right, we discussed it before. We went over it in detail in some other classes previously, huh? Ta nam, one of this ha now. Okay, so this is the pattern of furul. All right, now they gave us more examples. They gave us. Let's look at this one because this one is also has something there that we want to pay attention to. And that is, they gave us what? What is this word? What is this word? Safina means a ship, right? Safina. Okay, how many letters do we have here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 again. Five again. Okay, so what are we going to get rid of? Yeah. We're going to get rid of Ya. And we're going to get rid of? Taramabuta. So then now we have what? We have Seen and Fa and Noon. So according to this pattern of Fu'ul, we're going to make it what? Sufun. Sufun. Sufunun. Huh? Sufun. Okay. What else they gave us? Tariq. Okay, Tariq. Let's just do this last one and then we'll finish with this. Okay, they gave us this word, Tariq. What is the meaning of Tariq? It means a way or a path, tariqun, and it has four letters. We're going to get rid of one of them, and we're left with what? Ta, ra, and qaf. And the pattern tells us to do what? Tells us dhamma and dhamma, dhamma and dhamma. So it became turuq. And similar to this, turuq is another word that has the same meaning. Sabil. What is the plural of sabil? Subul. Subul. Tariq. Turuq, سبيل سبل. نعم. Okay. Any question about this pattern فعول؟ يعني it's just a pattern. It's telling us the triliteral root. The triliteral root letters. يعني the three letters of the root is just telling us that what we have to do with them. That the first letter of the root takes ضمة and the second letter of the root takes ضمة. Okay, so we have a lot of words like this. جدد, سرور, مدن, كتب, حمر, and so on. سفن. Huh? A lot of words according to this pattern. Any question about this pattern? Okay, next pattern that they gave us is important pattern. These next two patterns, pattern number 7 and number 8, according to their listing, right, 7 and 8, فُعَلَى and أَفْعِلَى. What do we know about these two patterns already? Or did you observe or notice about these two patterns? يعني فُعَلَى and أَفْعِلَى. نعم, Mustafa. They don't take تَنْوِين. They don't take تَنْوِين. Because they're what? ممنوع من الصرف. Okay, so pay attention to these two patterns. These two patterns are from the 8 patterns that we took in lesson 13 from Medina Book 1. These two patterns. فُعَلَى and أَفْعِلَى. Okay, this one, فُعَلَى, notice, it has a single vowel, ضَمَّة. And أَفْعِلَى also has a single vowel, ضَمَّة. Because what? They don't take تَنْوِين. And that also means, if they are ممنوع من الصرف, if they are مَجْرُور, when they are مَجْرُور, they don't do what? They don't take كَسْرَة. Rather they do what? They take فَتْحَة. Where is that ممنوع من الصرف? They don't take, when they are مَجْرُور, they don't take كَسْرَة. But rather, they take فتح in place of it. ممنوع من الصرف. They don't take كسر when they مجرور, and they don't take تنوين. Okay. We don't have a lot of time. And we're going to lose some more time. Let me just say right now, before I forget, that this is the time of year when I travel, I have to visit my family. And every year, one Sunday out of the year, I travel. And this Sunday coming, inshallah, I'm going to be traveling. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. That's what it looks like. So, and unless Allah has decreed something else, I won't be here next Sunday. So I want to just make you know that now, right? So that I don't forget, or I don't send a message or something, and somebody comes here. No problem. If you come here, you can pray, mashallah. And also, if somebody else forgot and they came, you can study together, right? No loss. But I'm just saying that probably, more than likely, I don't expect to be here. Yani meaning that my intent is not to be here. But if Allah decrees something else, we don't know about that, right? Okay, so for next week, my presence, yani, please excuse me from being here next week, inshallah. And this probably is the only yani day of the year, that one class that we yani will have to pass. Last week was, yani, that was Allah's gift to us, right? The Eid. What a wonderful day. I don't know about you, but we had a wonderful day at Seaview Park, mashallah. It was very beautiful. A lot of people, a lot of children running and laughing and having fun. And a lot of people who love to eat were eating a lot of food. I didn't eat a lot of food. Alhamdulillah. And don't forget also that we have entered into the month of Shawwal. And it would be wonderful if we could fast 6 days following the completion of the fast of Ramadan. And if somebody fasted the whole month of Ramadan, 29 days, and they follow it with 6 days of fasting from Shawwal, then they will get the reward of what?
1 year.
Naam, as though they fasted for the whole year. So take advantage of this if you are able to. Whoever is able, alhamdulillah, it's a favor from Allah, He gives whoever He wills. Okay, let's look at the pattern fu'ala. Oh, this pattern fu'ala. This pattern, فُعَلَى, we said that this pattern is one of the two patterns that we had in lesson 13, that is مَمْنُوَ مِنَ الصَّرْف. And these two patterns from lesson 13 are مَمْنُوَ مِنَ الصَّرْف. فُعَلَى. Doesn't take تَنْوِين. Okay, what's the first example they gave us? Zamilun. Okay, let's look at this. Zamil. And all the time we're going to be trying to figure out what is the root, right? Zamilun. This is kind of easy, right? This is kind of easy, right? What letter are we going to get rid of? The elongation. The ya. So we end up with what? Zay, Meem, and Lam. with this, according to this pattern. What does this pattern tell us to do? It says the first letter of the root takes Dhamma, the second root letter takes Fatha, and the third root letter takes Aleph, takes Fatha elongated by Aleph. And then there's something else added to the end. Hamza Tulqat. Yani the Hamza that must be written and must be pronounced. Hamzatul Qat, not Hamzatul Wasl, Hamzatul Qat. Okay, so what do we have here? We have Dhamma, Fatta, Fatta Aleph. First radical, Dhamma. Second radical, what? Fatha. Third radical, Fatta Aleph. Fatta elongated by Aleph. And then we have something added to this pattern, a Hamza at the end, Hamzatul Qat. Dhamma, Fatta, Fatta Aleph, and then Hamzatul Qat. Is it clear what we have to do for this pattern? The first radical, the first letter of the root takes Dhamma. So for example here, the first radical is Zay, takes Dhamma. The second radical takes Fatta. The third radical takes Fatta elongated by Aleph. And then we're going to add Hamzatul Qat. No Tanween, Mamnu' min al-Sarf, right? So this word is what? Zumala'u. Zumala'u. Zamil Zumala'u. What's the next word they gave us? Faqir. Huh? Faqir. Faqirun. Faqirun. Okay. We have 1, 2, 3, 4. Too many letters, right? What are we going to get rid of? What we have left over? Fa, Qaf, and Ra. The pattern tells us, yani this pattern is what? Fu'a-la'u. Dhamma, Fatta, Fatta, Aleph, and Hamza, Hamza Tilqat. Dhamma. The first letter takes what? Dhamma, and then Fatta, and then Fatta, Aleph, and then Ta, Marbuta. So it became what? Hamza Tilqat. Hamza Tilqat. Fuqara. Hamza Tilqat. I'm sorry. No, Fadl. Huh? Fuqara'u. Just like, yani here we have what? Zumala'u. Here, Fuqara'u. Zumala'u. Fuqara'u. What's the next word they gave us? Wazir. Alimun. 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 Okay, how many letters do we have here?
Four.
Okay, which one are we going to get rid of?
Aleph.
The Aleph. Long elongation, right? So we have Ayn, and what else?
Lam
and? Meem. This pattern tells us what? Dhamma, Fatta, Fatta Aleph. Hamza Tilqat. Okay? So Dhamma, Fatta, Fatta Aleph, and Hamza Tilqat. So it became what? This is a word that we know very well. Ulama'u. 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 What's the next one?
Wazirun.
Wazirun. How many letters? Four. Which letter are we going to get rid of?
Yeah.
Letter of elongation. Yeah. So it left us with Waw, Zay, and Ra. According to the pattern, huh? The pattern is what? Fu'ala'u. Well, I have it right here, right? Fu'ala'u. Take Fu, Dhamma, Fatta, Fatta, Aleph. With Hamza Tilqat. So it became Wu-za-ra. Wu-za-ra'u. U-la-ma. U-la-ma'u. Wu-za-ra'u. Fuqara'u. Zumala'u. You hear the pattern? Yani all the following the same pattern. Dhamma, Fatta, Fatta, Aleph. Hamzatul Qat. The next word. Huh? I'm not hearing it. Safir. Safir. Okay? Safir. What is, by the way, what is the meaning of Zamil? A colleague or a classmate or an associate. And what is the meaning of Faqir? Poor. A poor person. And Alam? Huh? A scholar. What else? What did you say?
Learned from
A learned person, scholar. Now, wazir, a minister, like the minister of the Open Door Church. Which minister? Government minister, like interior minister, foreign minister, huh? Finance minister, wazir, huh? Okay, what's this word we got now? What's the next word? Safir. Naam. Safir, he said, is an ambassador. Safirun, an ambassador. Anyone who travels to other countries represents his country, right? Like from Safar, he traveled, right? Safir. How many letters we have? 1, 2, 3, 4. We get rid of the letter of increase, right? And we have Seen, Fa, and Ra. According to the pattern, this pattern tells first letter takes what? Dhamma. Second letter? Fatha. Third? Fatha. Alif? Naam. Sufara'u. Sufara. Safir, Sufara. Any more words here? Amirun. Okay, Amir. What is the meaning of Amir? Amir is the sheikh? A chief. Amir is chief, the one who's in charge, right? The one who has the authority to amr, to give orders, right? The Amir. Type. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 letters. We're going to get rid of one of them. And what do we have left? We have Hamza, Meem, and Ra. Okay, so according to this pattern, right, of the pattern is what? Fu'ala'u. We're going to get Dhamma, huh? Fatha, Fatha, Alif, and Hamza Tilqat. So it became Umara'u. And the last word they gave us is what? Hafidun. Hafidun. How many letters we have here? 1, 2, 3, 4. Gotta get rid of one. What do we have left? Ha, fa, and del, right? So according to the pattern, you take what? Dhamma, fatta, fatta, alif, hamzatul khat. Okay, these are the words that they gave us, and there are other words according to this pattern too, but for the sake of time, we just want to go to this last pattern of the 8 patterns that we had for lesson 13. This pattern, yani, this pattern, these two patterns we said are special because what? They're both mamnoom and sarf, and also they have a lot of stuff happening in them, right? I mean, it's yani, a little complex, especially this one here, yani, afa'ila, it is quite complex, it has a lot of different yani, things for us to do to follow the pattern, but it's just a matter of learning the pattern and then paying attention to following exactly what it requires of us, putting the vowels in the way it is, first radical, second radical, third radical, yani, meaning the first root letter, second root letter, and a third root letter, putting the vowels in, elongations, and anything that should be added to the beginning, like a hamza in the beginning, or ta marbuta on the end, or in this case, hamza to qat on the end. Okay, so the pattern is what? Af'ila'u. Okay, this is the pattern. Af'ila. Af'ila, right? I'm sorry, this should be Af. I left out a letter. Af. Af'ila. Now, Af'ila. So, what is this pattern telling us? This pattern is telling us that the first radical takes sukun, the second radical takes kasra, and the third radical takes fatha elongated by alif. And then in addition to the root letters, the three root letters, first, second, and third, we also have in the beginning of it hamza with fatha, and on the end of it hamza yani with no tanween. Okay, so this is, here's the three root letters, this is the pattern we're going to follow: sukun, kasra, fatha, alif. In addition to that, we're going to put hamza with fatha in the beginning and hamza on the end. Hamza with fatha in the beginning and hamza on the end, right? That's a lot of things happening there. Af'ila'u. Af'ila'u. Okay, let's see. What's the first example that they gave us? Ghaniyun, right? Ghani. Ghaniyun. What does it mean?
Rich.
Okay, what are the root letters? Ghain, Noon, Ya, And?
Yeah.
And another yeah?
No.
What are the root letters?
Three.
We're looking for three letters, right?
Right.
So we're
going to
get rid of one of those yeah, right? We get rid of one of them. Okay, so we end up with these are the root letters. Rain, noon, and yeah. And this pattern tells us to do what? In the beginning, we're going to add something here. Right? The first letter of the root takes sukun. The second letter of the root takes kasra. The third letter of the root takes fatta, elongated by aleph. And then we're going to add another hamza here. So we became with what? Agni. Agni ya'u. Right? Because this ghain, noon, and ya. The ghain takes sukun, the noon takes kasra. The ya takes fatta, elongated by aleph. And in the beginning, we're going to put a hamza with fatta. And on the end, we got another hamza. Agniya. Right? What's the next word he gave us? Huh? Sadiq. Sadiq. Sadiqun. Okay? And this is really relatively simple, right? We have four letters. We know we're going to get rid of one of them, right? The letter of elongation here. So we have sad. And we have what? Del. And we have qaf. The pattern is what? Af'ilau. So it's going to so what we're going to do here, right? The first letter we're going to put here, this hamza with fatta. First root letter takes sukun. Second root letter takes what? Kasra. Third root letter takes fatta, elongated by aleph. And then we add another hamza there. So it became asdiqa. Asdiqa'u. Next word? Tawilun? Qawiyun. Oh, Qawiyun. Qawiyun. What does it mean?
Strong.
What is the root letters? Qaf. Wow. And yeah. And we get rid of the other yeah, right? We only need three letters. So, the pattern tells us what? The first letter of the root takes sukun. The second letter of the root takes what?
Kesra.
And the third one takes? Fatta, elongated by aleph. And then in the beginning, we're going to add this extra hamza with fatta and another hamza on the end. So it became what? Aqwiya'u. Here's the first letter, qaf. Here's the second letter, waw. Here's the third letter, ya. Sukun, kasra, fatta, aleph. Hamza in the beginning with fatta. Hamza on the end without sukun. Aqwiya. What's the next word they gave us? That with thou? Zakiyun. What does this mean? Intelligent, huh? Zakiyun. What are the root letters? Thou, kaf, and ya. And the other one we get rid of, right? So the pattern tells us the first root letter, huh? This is the pattern here. The first root letter takes sukun. The second root letter takes kesra. The third root letter takes fatta. Elongated by aleph, so the first root letter takes sukun, second one takes kasra, third one takes fatta, elongated by aleph, and in the beginning, we're going to put another hamza with fatta and a hamza on the end, so it became what? Adhqiya'u. Here's the first letter with sukun, second letter with kasra, third letter with fatta, elongated by aleph. Hamza in the beginning with fatta, hamza on the end, right? It's a lot of stuff in there, a lot of stuff. Okay, inshallah. Now, okay, we have to stop. In any case, we're going to stop here, but just pay attention to the same rule that we're going to follow for Nabi. It's Noon, Ba, and Ya, Qareeb, Qaf, Ra, and Ba, Tabib, Ta, Ba, and Ba. And we're going to see how the last word, Tabib, is a little bit tricky. Tabib and Habib and Shadid. We're going to look at those in the next class. If somebody remind me that we're going to stop at the word Nabiyun in the next class. That's what we're going to pick up at, on the word Nabiyun. We're going to stop here. This is our 22nd, so it'll be session number 23. And again, as I said, if anybody came late, you have to excuse me. This is my once a year travel. I'm going to be traveling, inshallah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, next week. And we do have class on Friday. I'll be traveling after the class on Friday. So we have class on Friday. Sunday I won't be here. If anybody comes, just make sure that you correct somebody else who came and study together. Help each other. Whoever yani has something to offer to the other one, if you came here. Otherwise, everybody's excused next week. بإذن الله تعالى. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك.